What's up versus community? It's your boy Vern Lee, and today we have a special guest, somebody that's pretty hard to get unless, well, just introduce yourself, man.
Yeah, this is the Black Hurricane, the blonde-haired menace, the serpent, he who walked away. It's Bert Richardson. You guys, you probably know who I am. How's it going out there? I think this is the first time. You know, it's funny. This is the first time I'm on the Apex podcast.
It is. This is the first time I've heard the serpent, so I'm laughing. I wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm so happy to have you on the pod. You know, we chatted up a lot after games.
But
we've never actually gotten a chance to talk to you on the pod. So it's good to have you here, man. Thanks for gracing us with your presence.
Thanks for letting me be here, man. I appreciate it.
And like Bert says, you know who he is. You know, he has his own pod that he – that's honestly, to me, it's his own thing because he's not beholden to any, you know, particular situation. You're not really a spoilers guy. You just do what you do, and I think that works well. I think the community needs that. But you also are a very prominent player. You play in, you don't play in all the online events, but I think you do enough to keep a presence. You help people with the game. You're part of the Modern Council, which I wasn't expecting to talk about today, but it's probably appropriate now. And just all types of other things. So glad to have you here, man. Let's just get to it.
Okay.
Now, what originally got us to this idea of actually having this conversation was a pod that you did after Gen Con. So let's just start there.
Yeah.
Because when I heard that pod, like when you do a pod, I immediately rush to it as soon as I can. Like usually you'll post it like in the middle of the day, so I get a chance to listen to it on my lunch break or something like that. But this particular pod was not the normal Black Hurricane energetic style pod, in my opinion.
Sure.
It was more like kind of a forlorn, I didn't get to do what I wanted to do this year type pod. And the reason that it caught my ear, well, let's just talk about it, man. Like, how do you think your year went versus wise overall?
Sure. Throughout the course of this conversation we're going to have, you're probably going to scratch your head and be like, are you sure you're not just overthinking things, or like you're being a bit, I don't know about this tournament stuff. But I think my tournament year this year was fine. You know, I got I'm actually so glad we did a lot of versus play. We did a lot of testing. So let's walk through it. We started with Midwinter, right? That was a second chance. Man, that was so long ago now.
Feels like
we did a big push, me, John, and Smallwood. And we were kind of like going left, right, center with the different deck styles we were on. John's deck was mainly hating on the style of deck I was on. He wanted to have a lot of game against the Flashes and the Dr. Dooms and the Kates. And he ended up doing well. Smallwood, actually, he's convinced that he never wants to play a style of deck like he played ever again. And I actually had that I'm talking about Invisible Woman, of course. And I actually had that deck in my bag that day because I was still up in the air until I signed my name on the deck list sheet. But and then I landed on what I believed to be our second best, well, our best / second best, depending on the day. I played Flash with the draw your deck on 3 or 4 combo, and you play the Senator with the symbiote, and you just win because you had all 4 acts and stuff, and collars or whatever have you. That was a good event. I wish I had made top 8 that one, but that's okay. That's all right. I bubbled, got 9th. I think I have my next Midwinter badge free for my troubles, and I walked away head high, I think. I don't think I was too salty about that one. It was good. It's a good event. Midwinter is always a good time, whether or not you're trying to be competitive or not.
Agreed.
What was after that event? I'm just trying to remember. I think that was John's event? Oh, Paper Games, right?
Oklahoma?
Oklahoma? Sure.
I think Oklahoma was second in the year, yeah.
Yeah. So I make a big weekend out of it because Stax drives over. I fly down. We go get Carl's Jr., which is my favorite fast food restaurant.
Really?
And, yeah. It's a long story, but basically, whenever I would stop, like being a meteorologist in the past, eons ago now, you would do 24 hour shifts and then you would be off for 36 and then you get back on for 24. Well, when I get out of the office the next day in the morning, like 8:30, 9 o'clock, the only thing that was open was Carl's Jr. I'd get a breakfast burger and a black coffee and I'd be set for the day. Yeah, it's my favorite place, but I make it my personal duty to every time I go down there, we go get Carl's, we go hang out as a big group, and we go look for, I think I was telling you some time ago, bad DVDs. We would go hit up the DVD store and just find really bad movies and just hang out. This is the Kate tournament, right?
Yes, it is.
So yeah, I mean, I personally didn't want to get bullied into playing Outriders. I knew they were good. I knew they were like top three best deck in the format. It wasn't close. Mulder covered a lot of ground against Adam Warlock and Invisible Woman and the guys that want to drag you. And the mirror's 50-50. It feels a lot better on the play than on the draw, but you can get there on the draw in the Outrider mirror. And I think fondly of this story because John, we were in a big three, like Skype call. And he's like, ha ha ha. Wouldn't it be funny if Kate played the cloak on one and like you just auto dumpstered Outriders? And then we just laughed off. We're like, yeah, that's funny, but it can't happen that consistently, right? And then I remember a couple days later, Smallwood called me. He's like, wait, we should try that. That actually might get there. And I built it and Smallwood built it. We had Angel in there. We had all kinds of hidden weapons and stuff. And it was getting there. It was super, super, super duper getting there. I think towards the end of testing, out of 10 games, I dropped one to dogs. And I was like, well, I'm just playing this because it felt fun. It felt different and it felt strong. And we can get everybody else with turn one, turn two senators. So we did that. What was my regret from that event? I actually knocked out John's dad. It felt super bad. We were all in the same list. It felt really bad. My winning in was John's dad. And I think he has, before the Gen Con, he would have had yet to make a top cut in an event. He was playing so well. I was actually like super excited for him. He had a ton of game. He knew what he was doing. He loves Sentinels to death. And he loves Kate. But me knocking him out was like, man, that actually felt worse than losing to Osh, honestly. It's like, nah, I shouldn't have. I mean, I took $50 from him. It didn't feel good. And I remember we were eating Chick-fil-A. This is a long, drawn-out year, but just stay with me, Anchor, please. So we're eating we're eating Chick-fil-A, and I remember I'm thinking about the matchup with Osh, and I'm like, honestly, he's playing dogs. He's playing gunmen. He's playing strong stuff. And I think I can get him. Like we're actually favored. We can get him. And like game one, I opened, I think it was three yellows and three angels and a twist. And I was like, well, clearly I'm mulling this. And then I got into a new hand and it wasn't cloak. It wasn't gin. It wasn't anything. So I was like, okay, we're probably going to lose this. And then game two, the same thing happened. And then I look over to John. And he's like going off. He's pistons are firing. He's like, boom, 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 boom. You're done. Boom, boom, boom. Stacks, gotcha. He went on to win the Doom Mat. And I was like super proud of him. What's after that? What events after that? This is Florida now, right?
Yeah.
Florida, I think. Florida.
Right before Gen Con, right?
Yeah. So where this is the one, this is the Venom one, right? Battle of the Spiders and the Symbiotes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. I was playing Venom. I was playing Venom on or off for the two, maybe 2.5 weeks prior to flying over. And for whatever reason, I was like, you know what? We're good enough that we can play that in the mirror and probably be okay. We can probably make good decisions and be fine. But I think it was John that was like, honestly, I don't want to play the mirror, and we can get away with Sinister Six. Let's just get Sinister Six to as close to 50-50 as possible. And we worked really, really hard on that. And I'm super proud of that list, too. It's so good. We had so much game in the mirror. We knew exactly what to do. We talked about the mirror ad nauseum the night before. I remember we were in a shady motel, and I was like, I had Egypt sounds to sleep, and I was like, I'm going to get them. We played so well, man. It's funny, too. Because the only Venom that I'm thinking about, the only Venom that I convincingly lost to was Jose, and he ended up taking the map from me in finals or whatever. So we dumpstered the mirror. We had so much game in the mirror. We had so much game against Venom. We had believed. But I think John had also lost to Jose in Swiss. So it was like, well, for whatever reason, we just can't get this guy this time. It's okay. But our deck was super solid. I missed that deck. Now we're talking about Gen Con, right? This is Gen Con now?
Right, yeah.
This is nice shoes, nice shirt, Bert. This was business casual, Bert. This is business casual, Bert, yeah, for sure. Lavender shirt, nice sleeves, nice shoes. Smelling good, looking good, you know.
I don't know about the shirt.
This is First Evil. I made it a point that like First Evil was the best deck in the format. I was convinced. Carol had such a bad matchup against us, honestly. And like the 3 of 8 that she needed to play the game, if I didn't help you do it, sometimes she would just get left behind and fall behind to like the Groot, Crash, Gain a Life, the Ego, Clear You, the Thanos, like your guys are all gone. That deck warped our entire, because it was so strong. And like at any point, if Surtur was the third mill and it flipped and you lost all your logs, you actually got Armageddon. You can't play the game anymore, right? And not too many decks could come back from that. We were even playing like Blade and like Wakanda Helmet and like Wakanda Soul Gem just to have an out. And sometimes that didn't line up either. I'm really, really glad I played Photo at that event, man. And I'm super, super, super duper grateful that I held it together in Swiss to get into day 2. That's the first time that's happened for me in this game. And I've been around since I had blonde hair in, what, 2017? So I've been, like, slowly creeping my way towards Gen Con Top Cut. Yeah. And then we have to talk about the greatest tragedy. The greatest tragedy. Man. We have to talk about Seattle now. I decided one last time. It's post-Gen Con. People are kind of relaxing. We're waiting on new cards. We're waiting on new material. I flew over there, and Drew picked me up. He went an hour out of his way. We went and got a... what's this stuff called? It's like pork in a bag. It's like a Seattle like big time snack. And we picked up some local honey Dijon mustard sauce to go with it. I don't know what that is,
but pork in a bag sounds wonderful.
Shout out to Drew, man. He's a lovely home, super, super hospitable. He that's a good man, man. I wish he engaged in the game more. I'm trying to entice him, but we'll see about 2023. So he was like, well, just bring a deck with you and I'll play it. And I'm like, okay, you want to have game though, right? And he's like, yeah, I would like to have some game if I'm giving my day away. I brought him what would in my mind be the natural evolution to Ash's deck, which is get the DPs in there, because you don't want to get dragged up to turn 8, turn 9, turn 10 and not have an out. You already know you clap the mirror. The mirror is super gettable, but you need to have game against like the really sloggy decks that can get you to those turns. So it was pretty much a plug and play for the most part, but I got the DPs in there and actually won him a couple games in Swiss, if I remember right. He walked away with, I think he was third after it was all said and done. He walked away with a check. I did pretty good in Swiss. I remember having a game against whoever I was sitting across from, except for Patrick, I guess. He won the role in Swiss. I think I got a 2 and he got a 3 or something nonsensical like that. He went first, which you're supposed to do. The mill that flipped him was Serter, so he Serted me, and I didn't Serter him back. So the game was just immediately over. Felt rigged, felt like robbery. And then I got another chance in finals, I guess. He went first, Serted me. I went first in game 2, Serted him a couple times, I guess. And then the final match or final game, he Serted me 3 times. I Serted him back twice, I think. But he landed the hell and I couldn't clear it. And then the game just degrades from there. And like, oh, but by the way, you didn't clear the Hella. Yeah, it's rough. yeah, that's my year.
You know what? That was a lot.
And yeah.
So the thing about it is I had a similar situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I played in 2 regionals and Gen Con, of course.
Sure.
Top 4 in Midwinter.
Yeah.
Top 8 in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
In Gen Con,
I was probably should have played Odin, man. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe you didn't pull the trigger.
You know what? That might be what hurts me the most, that I didn't play Odin. Because I don't get me wrong, I'm a huge Galactus fan.
Sure.
But when I realized nobody else was playing Odin, I felt like I misrepresented my guy.
Right.
But you know, it is what it is. And at the end of that event, because I think I've talked about it before, at Gen Con this year, I didn't really concentrate on the side events at all. I kind of used the side events as just like a test situation. I really concentrated on the main event.
Yeah.
So when I didn't top, I was upset, like kind of like how you were upset with your year, right? Because your whole thing was you wanted to get that final, you wanted to get that last victory, get that last match.
Well, you have to understand. So the heroes in my game, they have a Dr. Doom mat and I don't. And there was actually no length I wouldn't have taken to get one of those. I stretched myself so thin this year. And it was painful, man. I even now I haven't really recovered from it. I like bought this Crisis Protocol. I've been putting together minis in my quote unquote free time between classes and essays and presentations and stuff. It's been hard to make it. I'm trying, man. It's been hard to make it back to Versus. You've seen me play some cards here or there on Discord or whatever. But it hasn't felt the same, honestly. I gotta shake it off though, because I want to get back in the Gladiator Stadium, you know, try and get my not Doom mat next year. So
yeah, I wonder what the mat is gonna be.
I hope it's a good one, but honestly, man, like, and yeah, I know, listener, I know, but you had a good year. You got like 3 Galactus mats, and I saw you sold a bunch of them, and you made a ton of money. And I know, but it's never been about the money for me. Because if it was, I would have started the game playing like Thor and DP and Mystique back in the day, and like naturally progressed to like. It's about the glory. You know, it's about the etched my name in stone, and Bert was here, you know, when the doors closed, Bert was here. He was a regional champion, Gen Con champion, whatever the case.
it's completely, see, I understand that.
Yeah.
Now, I've never, like, you've won Midwinter, for those who don't know you. I haven't won any main events yet. I've topped at a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Never topped the Gen Con. That's, I'm trying to cross that, you know, off my list at some point.
Yeah.
But I get that point of view, because I'm used to topping events too. So it's like, when you don't top or when you don't reach the goal you're shooting for,
mm-hmm.
if it just feels disappointing when you're used to doing it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But my team basically told me I need to check myself. It's like, do you know how many people wish they could top twice in one year?
This is where the listeners, like, I would kill to be in your shoes. I would kill to be able to play competitively and be where you're at. Oh, and I get it. Trust me, I get it. I looked at the Upper Deck check. And I was like, okay, things aren't that bad, right? But it's still, it's like, and I guess I have to use that as fuel to keep on going, because I know I'm making the right decisions. I know I'm making the right calls. I know that I'm putting up these baller 62s, and I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep the thing that gets me through when I get in the huff about, oh man, I wish I had cleared the finish line this year. Our lists were so good. I'm not trying to be like, oh, he's like blowing his own horn. I had so much game this year. And the one thing that I kept telling myself was, you know what, regardless of luck or like good matchups, bad matchups, just make the best decision you possibly can. And that's my recommendation to anybody out there playing versus system 2 PCG next year. Don't worry about matchups. Do your homework, right, when it's appropriate. But make good decisions. Just make the best decisions you possibly can. Just play good versus. I'm going to cross the finish line. I'm not worried about it. But that – and I just wanted to up my game this year. I upped my game, and I made good decisions. I knew what was going on. It's almost like I could see the opponents. I could see what they were worried about. I could see when they felt good about something. And you know, I tapped into that. I was clairvoyant in that way, honestly. And I made good decisions, and I felt like I was right there. Handsome, good shirt Bert was right there, you know?
I don't even really think you need to toot your own horn. I think the community holds you guys up in the highest esteem as far as deck building. I'll just flat out say it. I think when it comes to tournament deck building, Build Better is the best. That's I'll just go ahead and say that, as far as not just knowing what the meta is going to be, but also putting together something that maybe not everyone will come up with. I'm not saying that you guys always come up with something different. Like, to me, Robert Smallwood is probably the most straightforward deck builder that constantly wins that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But like, you know, then you guys got, you know what? Skip that. I'll just ask, because I don't even know. Let's talk about Build Better itself.
Sure.
Who is Build Better? Who's in it? Because I don't even know who's in the team. Like, I know Rob is Global Gym, but I don't even know if Global Gym is a team anymore.
So, okay.
Give me the rundown.
Yeah. So there's a big umbrella of Build Better, T-Wiv. Basically, if you think about it, it's myself, John, Walter when he decides to play and engage. Stax is a part of the crew. Technically, you can call Smallwood a part, because Big Three is like the subset of Build Better. Like, we play the game a lot. We talk about the game a lot together. I don't want to forget Scott. Scott's definitely in there. That guy, man, shout out to you, Scott, man, because the amount of intelligence that he can apply to a format without even actually playing or testing cards is ridiculous. He has so much game, and he's like, okay, well, this just makes sense here, right? Scott Watson. Always love hearing from that guy.
You guys are genius.
You guys are in trouble if he ever gets to actually like play more than 5 games per format, honestly. But yeah, am I forgetting anybody? I don't think so. Robbie's the other subset of Build Better, I guess, would be T-Wiv, but Robbie's mainly like in his own little Texas sphere with Stack sometimes, but he comes back and we talk. It's mainly just, we're just homies. It's just the homies. We talk about the game. We throw ideas at each other a lot, and we test a lot. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you guys come up with good stuff. Like, when we went going back all the way to the Oklahoma format, because that, to me, that's the signature thing this year for you guys. Is that Cape Pride deck? I actually tested that format pretty tough, because I was not playing Outriders. I just refused to do it. Yeah. I can play Outriders pretty well. I just didn't want to, and you know, I just said, you know, I found only a few things that I could contend with it. I was like, I just picked this Mr. Black and I'll run with it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that Cape Pride deck, I'm like, Cape Pride is not beating them. because we tested Kay Pride. Best believe we tested her.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw what you guys were doing, I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Because Team Apex, you already know we never count out any cards. Like somehow we missed that. I did not realize that Cloak started at the time he started.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. So when I saw it, I was like, I cannot believe this is awesome. Like, just the fact that you all came with that and that it actually beat the Outriders
mm-hmm.
was wonderful.
Yeah.
So I respect Build Better very much. I mean, I'm down with Let's Get Dangerous and Buckeye, but
yeah.
You guys are highly esteemed. It's nothing to say that you guys are premier deck builders and players, and it's good to have you guys.
Hey, shout out to Let's Get Dangerous, because we got two, but they got three this year, I think, right? Jose, I think, I'm pretty sure Jose's part.
Jose joined.
Yeah.
Jose joined.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good team.
Yeah. Jose got one. Osh got the big one. And then Patrick got the one in the post. Yeah, they did really good. They put up really strong stuff. You really can't get one over on those guys at this point. You really, really have to put the reps in. It's funny because me and Jose's games are always like super, super tight, super 3D chess. Like you really have to have your wits about you. Yeah, it's a good team out there.
Yeah, man, Jose is just a killer. Osh is evil. And Patrick is just like so. Well, I call him the Versus Deku. I don't know if you're a My Hero fan.
It's like an anime, right?
Yeah. So it's a guy. It's the main character, and like he's kind of like he's like super analytical.
Okay.
So you can see him like calculating every scenario whenever he goes up against somebody or whenever he gets information. Sure. And Patrick is the same. Like when he plays, you could actually hear him doing the same thing mm-hmm. in the game. So that's what I call him. But one thing I love about this game that I don't really talk about a lot is being able to see the growth of people. Like where Patrick is now is not where he was 2-3 years ago. So now Patrick is just, when you sit down and across from him, you know you're going to be exhausted at the end of the game.
Sure.
So it's like he is a legitimate,
I think
excellent
our finals
player.
Matchup was 3 hours long, and it wasn't even necessarily because of slow play or like taking your time. I think there was just a lot to think about in the first Evil Mirror. I mean, I can handle it. I don't mind that at all. I actually prefer games like that, but yeah, it's you get comfy, you know, and that's the thing, is the game itself has evolved over the past, I'd say two and a half, 3 years. Yeah. For sure.
Well, he's not just slow. He's good. That's
yeah.
it. Slow in mid or bad, I wouldn't care. He's
right.
He's excellent. So yeah. it just makes it tough.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we got a lot of competitive guys out here now. Like, it's just enjoyable. But cool. We know who Build Better is. I guess we're gonna head. We need to go ahead and talk about this Modern Council stuff.
Sure.
Let's see. How do I want to introduce this topic?
I have no idea, Master.
let's go with this. I'm assuming you heard the pod. When you heard the pod,
you actually want to get into this? Okay, yeah.
I want to get into it.
Let's
I want to get it, because this is the thing, right? I was not planning on talking about this. That pod was completely, I'm not going to say that talking about the modern format was completely impromptu.
Sure.
But I didn't plan on talking about that for quite some time.
Okay.
The way things transpired over the last week is how that kind of happened. It was almost like an emotionally based impetus to just jump on and do it.
Sure.
So when I actually said, we need to talk about this, I was thinking about the Modern Council as an entity. I wasn't thinking about the individuals in the Modern Council.
Okay.
So my question is, what did you think when you heard it? What was your initial thought process?
So I think I was on my way to the corner store to get some coffee and a bagel in the morning. I remember popping it on. I was like, oh, okay, let's see what they got to say about T-Pel's event, Modern as a whole. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Jeez. All right. And then I remember I forwarded it to the council. I was like, here, there's some critique, some definite criticism to take heed of in there. And everybody, whoever listened, I was like, okay, we got it. And we were, honestly, because the plan was we were trying to get together before midwinter anyway, but this was just like, hey, they want it, so get it done kind of thing, you know? I will say, though, and you've already had a little taste of this at this point. I'm always going to – I have the thing about cards in this game. I have a thing about strategies and lines of play. You ban Batman. I call the problem card Batman, right? And Robin would be – he helps Batman. He gets you to the Batman thing. I'm always going to vote. I'm always going to say you ban Batman and you save Robin. We don't know what SAG is doing. We don't know what the cards are going to do when they come in. We react to them as they're here, right? And it's like, honestly, like, can you even really say that Surtur's Batman if First Evil's gone, right? Can you say, like, and then there's all, we did this juggling in the first volley of bans, and we talked about this a lot. Like, I thought Out of Time was Batman. I thought that was the bannable card. I got outvoted, and Darkhold was banned the first time. But then we switched it. We realized, no, like, Out of Time fairly is messed up. And no one was playing the Darkhold. So give me the Darkhold back. We'll switch it. We'll fix it. And again, you've seen this at this point. I'm always gonna vote for Batman.
You keep
always
saying that, and I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, always.
And I'm still not going to. Okay. I mean, I think that's a pretty good philosophy. And I'm sure everybody on the council has their own ways of thinking, and that's you know, that's how you get the voting process. Mm-hmm. But I don't really want to talk about the behind the scenes or anything that. I just wanted to get your thought processes on it, because like what I want to say and what I was trying to get across is that the modern council is important. The modern format, like, you guys have to understand what you have actually done. And to me, what you guys have actually done is amazing. You made something that was completely fan based.
Yeah.
And it actually matters not only online, but it now actually matters in actual sanctioned tournament play. That is awesome. Like, who could have ever, I know when you guys came up with this, you didn't think that was going to be the case.
I think so. And I have to spill some tea here.
Okay.
At least for myself and me, when me and Smallwood, because he lives 2 hours away, it's like a decent little podcast drive over to his house or whatever. We were actually playing like that anyway, because we were fed up with, like, the, you can call it the top 10%, or like the best first and second pick on each drop. We're like, oh, let's just get off of those and try something else. Not to say that Modern is just our like harp on that, but it's like, we were just trying to play a fun way to engage in the game. And what we found was, through doing that, you actually had a toned down, non-abusive, non-OP strategy scam you out in four turns or less game. And we were willing to try other things that otherwise wouldn't work, right? And so we thought, well, you know, you could probably, like, let's see what other people do with this. Let's see how other people feel about this. No DP, no gunman, no Widow Eye of Agamotto. And I remember at first people were like, oh, well, you know what? Yeah, I don't want to play with DP 9-drop anymore. I don't want to play with insert the blank, right? It's just a laundry list of garbage that's in the game. thank you, SAG. But yeah, so I remember we had Ben and Joe, shout out to Build Phase. They took it and ran with it. They're like, man, we're in on this. This is different. This is fun. This is cool. It's not abusive. We can do this. And then the Discord events and, like, the random live for games started trickling in, and they're like, well, let's try this out. Let's engage with this. Of course, by doing so, you actually do have to, like, you have to take care of your baby, right? So, and that's the thing is, yes, as modern council, we could probably be meeting more, but it's like things move so fast, man. It seems like just yesterday we were talking about like Venom and Invisible Woman at Midwinter. It's crazy, but yeah, things. And I'm not even gonna get into like the private life, but like people are big moves. People are doing big things. People are moving on up, and yeah. So, and that's the thing too, is like ultimately, don't get the knives and the pitchforks for my guys. You can get them for me, but don't get them for my guys, because they got a lot going on, and we're doing the best we can, no matter what, you know.
Well, let me say this so I can put it on. Well, this is not wax. Let's put it in out there in vocal form.
Sure.
It was that podcast was meant to be fair criticism for something that I appreciate.
Of course.
So anybody that's on the council that may not understand that, I just want to put it out there. Like I see something that was created by the fans that has become honestly more important than any other format. Like, let's just be real. Modern format is more important than any other format, to the point where in most cases, the first format people that are new playing is modern. So it's so important that I had to say something.
Yeah.
And the only reason I didn't contact you guys first, like I said, it was kind of like just an impromptu thing. Mm-hmm. And again, I was just looking at it as, hey, I'm the guy making the content. This is the Modern Council. I'm not going up against anybody. And I figured the guys in the council would understand what I'm doing.
Right.
So, well, I'm not going to say anything, but it'll be pretty obvious that you guys did understand soon.
Right.
Hey, man, it's good stuff. And I know that you guys get it. And that's all that matters to me.
Yeah.
So let's see. One last thing. I have no idea what Sales is going to call this pod, because we have been all over the place.
It's been a long time.
Midwinter's coming up. Midwinter's coming up.
Yep.
We got 5 events. We got the U-Pick event, which basically means you build 2 modern decks and your opponent picks which one you win. I mean, you play with. My case, it's going to be which one I'm win with.
Right.
On Friday, we got the Mega Team Battle, which has become a Midwinter every year thing, because it's like one of the most fun things you can do in Versus.
Super fun. Yeah. The table talk there is top notch for sure. It's really a good time.
And then that Friday evening, we have the Versus format events, which, hey, guys at Upper Deck, if you're listening, can we please get the format? We only got like a month left.
It is around that time, huh? Yeah.
Let us know what's going on. And then Saturday, of course, we got the main event, which is Incursion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that it's going to be something that actually matters, even though this is not a regional. Hopefully it does matter, because I don't want to do Incursion and then it not actually result in changes. And then right. Sunday, we got Everybody Gets One, which is this weird amalgamation of Life is Too Short and Singularity. What do you think about, which one of these events are you most looking forward to playing? You are going, I'm assuming you're going.
Assuming I can go.
Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me, Bert.
Assuming I show up. Assuming I'm there.
Okay.
Modern Mega Team is actually really fun, I think. I'm not really interested in Incursion. It is what it is. If you guys want to slug it out with the laundry list of like just feels bad versus cards that you know you don't want to do that. You know you don't want to play them, but you'll do it, I guess. That's fine. I've said publicly that Incursion is probably engageable for me, number 7 or 8, based on how they are choosing to ban cards. So I'll probably see it next year or something like that. I don't know what the new format's next year, because I would imagine that they're Disney Plus based, or just photo in general. as we think about Mortal Kombat and The Boys. Yeah. So if for some reason that shows up at Midwinter and you guys get like, or we, I guess, we get like the first taste of, well, photos back and with a vengeance, I think that would be really interesting. But most of all, it would, I mean, draft is fun. Draft was fun there too last time, but I don't think Peter has one scheduled. So I'm going to say modern mega team battles.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you do show up,
and
you play modern mega team battle, are you going hard or are you going fun?
I've been reevaluating how I choose to approach deck building in the have game at all times sense. I don't imagine I would just choose to not do that. So yeah, I would be on just play really, really solid stuff, have a plan for everything, and just win on the board, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of in that same boat. I'm coming to Midwinter, and I want to win every event.
Sure.
That's the way, yeah, I'm looking at it this time around, because I was not like that last year.
Yeah. What did I play in Mega Team this year? Holy hell, that was this year. What did I play? I don't even remember. Was that first Evil? 42-18?
You played first Evil this year.
Yeah, that was 42-18. That was a really solid list.
I remember I was playing Black Suit Spidey and never leveling up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was winning, and then they sent that mess over here, and I was like, why would they? I don't want to play this deck, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to play against this deck. I think that kid is just
haymaker left and right of like the best photo cards you can be on. Yeah, I'm really, really fond of that main character, man. But I've played enough First Evil this year to last a lifetime. So,
well, that's cool. Hopefully, First Evil won't always be around as much. Anyway. Anything else you want to plug or talk about before we get out of here?
I guess there's two things, but the first one is pretty hefty. What are you guys feeling? What are you guys feeling about these Disney Plus cards? You guys feeling Team Apex as a team? What do you guys think?
You know what? Normally, I don't like to talk about stuff like that.
Sure,
but overall, these cards are impactful. That's what I think.
Okay.
That's what I think. I think that they matter. I think that if you go into any event and you don't account for some of these cards, you will lose. That's what I think.
I would agree with that, yeah.
I like that the sets are all, like, have a different flavor to it. And I think a lot of stuff is actually going to be up in the air at Midwinter if something that I really want to happen happens.
Okay.
Which I'm not going to get into. So, yeah, I'm happy with it. And I think that we should expect to see good players playing some of these photo cards. And I think photo, They're trying to, not only are they trying to counter things within photo, they're trying to counter things that we know are problems in Illustrated too.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily spelled out, but it's there if you look even a little bit. What do you think?
About Disney Plus, I think post Loki going into 2023, again, thinking about Mortal Kombat and Homelander and all those characters, I think we have a very, very major, super realizable problem with photo, and I think everything else just makes everything outside of that one problem makes them the better cards in the game currently, honestly. Haymakers left and right. Our biggest problem is our mains are so, they're so you know, like some of these XP cons are so ridiculous. It's like when the sun goes down, you gain an XP. I'm really, really, honestly, I'm sick of it. But honestly, you give me the fish, I'll cook it. I'll give you 62. I'll give you a banger list. I just need, this is where I'm at personally now, is like in the big three sense before we pack it up and go home here. In the big three sense, John would say, give me an interesting guy, I'll give him game. Smallwood would say, give me a strong guy, I'll give him game. I'm at the point where I'm at, give me a reasonable guy and I'll give him game. And I think more than half the time, Photo says, nope, you get these outlandish, ridiculous XP cons that actually put you at a losing win rate against other stuff, particularly against Illustrated. And I'd like to see that knob turn to the right, but some of the cards that aren't mains.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Man. They're haymakers, man. Honestly, they're haymakers. It used to be that Photo's stat and abilities, they were offsets to make it fair. But now we have the stats and the abilities. You're going to have to dig deep in your Illustrated binders to come get me. And I appreciate that, because Photo doesn't get played as much and it's not legal as much throughout the year. So
what's up with Photo turn four slot now, man? Like,
we're gonna have to talk about that offline, because I have some I have some things to say about that. But
all right, we're gonna cut that off then.
Yeah. In the meantime, you asked for shout outs. Shout out to my team, Build Better. Shout out to Big Three. Shout out to Let's Get Dangerous. Shout out to everybody that's engaging with this game. As I'm ready to lace the boots up and get back in the ring, man. I'm really excited to think about these regional events, these regional formats, and Gen Con, man. In the meantime, it's about time I start thinking about getting back to the podcast. Come check me out on the New York Minute. I do lots of different things, hot takes, market watches, where I try and find like boxes to save you some dollars. We do deck lists. We do like tournament reports. Well, it's basically the laundry list of things you look for in card game content. What's the link for that? Anchor.fm/New York Minute or something like that. I don't even remember. I'll probably send you the link and you can put it in the description, but yeah,
come check me out, is the sale is the tech guy. I just run my mouth.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, there we have it. We got Bert. And I just want to say it was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, there's plenty of stuff we could have talked about, but this pod will go on forever. We're not going to do that.
So yeah, I'll be back eventually. I'll be back.
So good night, everybody. All right, Sale, shut it off.